All right, back on the conversation now. The Democrats use a lot of scare tactics, right? They do. Oh, the Republicans are going to cut Social Security. Oh, they're going to cut your benefits. They're going to do all these terrible things. They're going to make you pay your student loans back. Well, you did agree to it, after all. Scare tactics and fear-mongering is part and parcel to being a Democrat, it seems. But the truth is something wholly different oftentimes. Emory Burkle is a former nurse, congresswoman, and Consumer Product Safety Commission chair. She joins me now. Ann, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, and it's good to be back.
Good to have you back. So while all this fear-mongering is going on, and look, this is what they do. It's an election year. Expect the fear-mongering to be ratcheted up to an 11, but it only goes to 10. It's going to go to 11. Joe Biden is moving to slash Medicare Advantage. I mean, that's not fear-mongering. That's real. Explain, if you would.
I sure will. And let me just put it in some context. Yesterday, the CPI numbers came out. Year over year, inflation's up 3.8% for the American people. Cost of borrowing money, the cost of buying a house, everything is up. And the American people are really hurting. Now, that's the scene right now. And on top of that, not once, but twice, this president has cut Medicare Advantage, which is an extremely popular program for 90% of the Medicare-eligible Americans.
Oh, okay, so hold on. Anne-Marie, let's just explain this. So for anybody that doesn't know what Medicare Advantage is, please explain it.
So Medicare Advantage is a public-private relationship, and so it allows the government to work with an insurance company or with a carrier, and then the senior who's Medicare-eligible can opt to buy into Medicare Advantage. Why, you say, why would they choose that? And 90% of the Americans do, is because it's cheaper, it's more efficient, it costs the taxpayer 83 cents on the dollar versus what traditional Medicare costs. But more importantly, it gives seniors a lot of choices. You can get your dental covered, you can get your vision covered, some cover memberships to gym and wellness kinds of things. So Medicare Advantage is far more popular than traditional Medicare.
Right, and so how much money does it take? How much money is the Biden administration going to take away so that, I don't know, apparently Medicare people that get Medicare Advantage have to pay their fair share, Anne-Marie? Apparently. Could it help me here?
Well, I want to point out why they're doing this. And it's because they want this country to be, and when I say they, I mean the president, I mean Bernie Sanders, I mean Jayapal, AOC. They want this country to be to a single-payer Medicare system. So everything they do is towards that end. And that's what's so important to understand about this. Everything they do when they touch healthcare is to get us to a single payer. And taking away Medicare Advantage, this public-private partnership, and moving to traditional Medicare, forcing Americans into that program, is another step towards that end. And it's, you know, anything the government touches is less efficient and more expensive, and this will be no different.
And so what will this mean for, look, we've been talking about this a lot today, actually. Thousands of Americans turn 65 every day, thousands. It's an aging population. And as the population ages, the baby boomers more and more and more are in their retirement years, right? And maybe the majority of them now. And we're a place that we're at $34 trillion in debt. Who's going to get the short end of this? Will it be the seniors in the end who contributed the most money to get the least in return? Because that's what concerns me.
That's spot on, Steve. What's going to happen is that the seniors are going to have to pay more out of pocket. And the administration says, oh, no, we're just going to cut the reimbursement to the insurance company. Well, the insurance company is going to turn around. They have to remain solvent, and they're going to raise the premium for the senior, or they're going to cut the services for the senior. So either way, the senior gets hurt. When you get into traditional Medicare versus Medicare Advantage, the taxpayer gets hurt because it's less expensive to administer Medicare Advantage. So it's one more thing that the Republicans, I know they have many issues they can seize on. But this one is, I think, important because healthcare is important to every American. Old, young, and in between, and making sure the seniors have the care, as you point out, that they paid into is incredibly important to the American people. And one more thing I'll say, because you brought it up, and I think it's so spot on, and that is This president stood before the nation in his State of the Union. He said, I will not cut Social Security. I will not cut Medicare. And that's exactly what he has done. And we've got another person running for the presidency, Donald J. Trump. And he has said, I will not cut it. And I truly believe he won't cut Medicare or Social Security for the American people.
So, you're just flat out saying Joe Biden lied.
Once more, you know, when they tell us that inflation is transitory or the southern border is secure, it's consistent with their reality is just isn't true. And again, these cuts to Medicare Advantage will disadvantage seniors and all those people who've opted to be in this program.
Yeah. So what do you see happening? I mean, here's the thing. The Democrats, as you know, in the last couple of days, the only thing they have to weaponize is abortion. That doesn't matter if the southern border's open. It doesn't matter if milk is 35% more expensive than it was in 2020. It doesn't matter if illegals invade your city and turn it into crime-ridden neighborhoods. As long as you can have an abortion, apparently that's the only thing that matters to Democrats. Weird, I realize, but is that really going to be the driving force in 2024? Joe Biden is feeble at best. What do you think is going to happen, Anne-Marie?
Well, I think they're going to try to make abortion the issue, but the reality is the American people are hurting. They see what's happened to their cities. They see we've been invaded by 10 million illegal immigrants. They see their cost of everything is going up because of the spending in this administration, the forgiveness of student loans, and the green energy initiatives. They're all causing inflation to rise. And so they know what they're feeling, and it is that this administration, just things aren't going well. And so I think abortion for some, there's always going to be that cry. But most Americans are thinking, my tabletop issues here are more important. The fact that I can't afford health care, I can't afford food, those things are more important to me. And abortion is legal. It's up to the states to decide. And so I think that the American people are going to start seeing through this lie, just like so many other lies the Democrats have really pushed.
Yeah. Emory Burkle, thank you for being here today. It's important that people get told the truth about what's really happening out there. Appreciate you taking the time. We need more common sense and more straightforward talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve, very much.
Really appreciate it. All right, so it's the Democrats fear-mongering, and it's the Democrats who are actually doing the damage to things that they said they never would. As she put it, they are not telling you the truth. If you're looking for the best dog food you can find, I suggest GreatLakesPetFood.com. Ivy and I found it years ago looking for American-made dog food. We found it made right here in Michigan, where I live, West Michigan Dog Food, GreatLakesPetFood.com. It can be shipped right to your doorstep. It's made of chicken, turkey, pork. It is a great product, and you're going to like it. Your dog's going to like it, and that's even more important. GreatLakesPetFood.com, the place to get the best dog food you're going to find. American-made, not Chinese junk, and boy, how important is that, all right? Don't forget to check out SteveGruber.com. Find out what we're writing about, what we're sharing, the videos we're posting, all at SteveGruber.com. You'll find it to be a lot of fun. Don't worry, your boss won't mind. Just go look at SteveGruber.com, spend the day. I'll be back in just a moment.
Those burgers smell amazing.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of amazing, our barbecue is powered by natural gas.
Yes.
Because we're just two roommates in a commercial, letting everyone know Enbridge is working to reduce emissions by blending hydrogen and renewable natural gas into their network.
It's what we were created to do, Michael.
Deja, it's what we live for. And when this commercial ends,
we say,
Tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
It's no longer a question of if something's coming, it's when. The only shock will be the what. Your gut, your instincts, the feeling you've had that something ominous is on the way, all of it's true. But what are you going to do about it right now while you still have some control? Your first step is going to my website, preparewithgruber.com. Your next step is stocking up on multiple one-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply. Priced at under $50, there's no better time to buy in bulk. My Patriot Supply is equipped to help you prepare. As the original Patriot Company, they've helped over 2 million families ready themselves. These one-week kits with Ready Hour food provide over 2,000 calories every day. And they are sealed inside rugged ammo cans so they can last up to 25 years in storage. Just grab it and go when crisis comes. Get these kits for under $50 this week only at preparewithgruber.com. Preparewithgruber.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.